This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
If only my throat would get better with time.
If only.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, there's some people that, you know, the question gets asked a lot, especially by the gun grabbers, why aren't there any real smart guns yet? And there has been one, it just wasn't very smart. For a smart gun, the premise behind the smart gun is that it is biometric. That it's going to recognize you, the owner, the only authorized user there is. In order for that to happen, it actually has to become an electronic device. And for any of you that have an iPhone, for example, and you're using your fingerprint to try to open it up, you know how well that works all the time. But the reason there are no real smart guns out there yet is not because the evil gun industry is refusing to try. So, recently, the Jacksonville, Florida Sheriff's Office had an embarrassing situation. They tweet out a nightly advisory to make sure your guns are out of your car and properly secured. So, this set them up perfectly when a police cruiser was stolen and the guns and the gear were inside. The cruiser was recovered, the weapons were not. Which prompted a well-intentioned person to tweet a suggestion. I know this is a long shot, but should consider some type of biometric scanner for issued firearms. And not to be funny, but we should all follow the 9 p.m. routine. I understand that officers take their vehicles home or implement some type of in-trunk safer weapons. I note that smart guns are a lot tougher to do in the real world than most people realize. You know, he responded to that. I figured that much. Still, something should be implemented to where it is secured. But then I guess you run the issue when it's needed. You have more steps to get to it. Part of the problem is that something is really some things. There's a lot of things. So here's some reasons why smart guns are not a thing yet. First of all, you have to understand that firearms are overstressed tools. They're subjected to G-shocks. G-shock is not actually a... It's not just a Casio watch, digital watch. I have one. They run like a dream. But a G-shock is where you have tens of thousands of gravities exerted in a single moment. Temperatures that can take skin off and pressures that can turn them into grenades. That firearms can continue to operate for dozens of rounds, much less hundreds and thousands, is a monument today to metallurgy and engineering. So besides this torture that they inflict upon themselves when everything's going good, they have to operate reliably in environmental conditions the urban office-bound human may have trouble imagining. External temperatures ranging far below 0 Fahrenheit to well over 100 degrees. Dust, grit, corrosion-inducing moisture, mud, ice, blood. Firearms require regular maintenance to keep going. They require lubricants, which vary depending upon expected conditions. Like oil suitable for high desert becomes a semi-rigid gel at low temperatures. So anything that you add to a firearm to make it smart has to withstand all of these same conditions without failing. Because they already don't fail. Part, you know, I've got a background in the military, and part of it was in electronic communications. And we had to keep fancy electronics running under some very bizarre conditions. There's a reason that mil-spec systems seem overpriced to folks used to commercial off-the-shelf equipment. It isn't really price gouging or graft or bribery. It has more to do that it can run in any conditions. Now, a smart gun is going to require electronics. Electronics in a firearm are sensitive to all conditions the gun is, and more so. So an overheated gun may stop working until it cools. When I was filming with Steve Fisher two or three weeks ago in... Three weeks ago in Santee, South Carolina, it was so hot that my cameras overheated and quit working. So, imagine if we'd had smart guns. Overheated electronics in a gun would probably have to be replaced. And that's a bit of a problem if you're trying to use your handgun to defend your home. Same with corrosion and moisture, you know, or humidity. And then the G-Shocks. Any electronics you hang on a firearm will have to survive thousands of Gs repeatedly every round fired. So to demonstrate this, take your fancy smartphone like mine, my iPhone X, throw it firmly onto a concrete floor. Now that you've done that, does it still work? A smart gun's going to have to work after the equivalent forces over and over. You think the recoil hurts your hand? Imagine what it's doing to surface mount technology, large-scale integrated circuit components. I used to be the calibration sensei on my unit, and you know, every time something was off, if it got dropped, we had to send it off to be recalibrated. And we spent many thousands of dollars. But some of that equipment was like to measure chemical and biological agents if it might be introduced to us. So it had to work. Had to work. All the time it had to work. And it had to be able to withstand anything we were doing, which meant, you know, all kinds of things. Military was willing to pay those prices because they need weapons and apparatus that's going to work no matter what, all the time, every time. So does an honest private citizen, though, defending his family. To get that mil-spec style reliability in a smart gun, you would need mil-spec style construction and testing and pricing. And requiring reliable at the current level of technology, smart gun technology means the right to keep and bear arms is limited to those wealthy enough to afford a cheap handgun priced in the tens of thousands of dollars. Because poor people don't need the 2A, right? But you've heard somebody say, what about the Armatix IP1? Well, it was a joke. It was an RFID-based system rather than biometric. More, you know, that meant it was subject to radio frequency interference. Cope with the G-Shocks, they made it 22 long rifle. And because anything more powerful was going to destroy the electronics. And it still failed in testing anywhere from 10 to 20% of the time. So in no test did I ever read anyone successfully fire an entire magazine of 22 long rifle from the IP1 without a failure. It didn't have the bulk that you would associate in a handgun for a smart gun. It was compact. And the usual collection of smart gun sensors, processors, interlocks, batteries makes concealable handguns not so concealable. They got around that by putting much of the hardware in this big, ugly watch. So you wouldn't have to worry about a Casio. You would be wearing the IP1 mated watch. So there are other things out there to be sure, like magna triggers and biometric attempts and everything else. The reason that we haven't seen a smart gun come out is because the technology is not there. It cannot withstand the force that's going to it's going to be put under if it is truly integrated into the gun. Otherwise, you're going to be buying a multi-piece ensemble of things that probably still won't work anyway. And that's why we haven't seen a smart gun so far. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You know, I have an Aero Precision rifle that is 100% Aero Precision except for the furniture. and it is one of the finest AR-15s I've ever owned. And you can make yours better by going to aeroprecisionusa.com. Some people change their concealed carry gun with the seasons. So, I guess the question becomes, should you do the same? That's my question. Should I do the same? Now, see, for me, I like carrying a big gun. I do have some small guns that I carry on occasion. But I prefer to carry as big a gun as I possibly can, simply because I feel like in a fight, it's going to do me better than to have the itty-bitty gun. Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, so maybe people, you know, maybe they go to a bigger gun or a bigger caliber even. Or at least a harder hitting personal defense load. So that M&P Shield or the Glock 43 or that you're carrying, those should all be changed out to something like an M&P Compact or a Glock 19. Or maybe even a full-bore, government-size 1911 to 45 ACP, just like God and John Moses Browning intended. Think what you like. Also, according to conventional wisdom, you should also use a winter carry load. So instead of that standard pressure jacketed hollow point, you need a plus P load for better penetration through these layers of clothing, or a different design like the Lehigh Extreme Penetrator Projectile. But then I've got a question. Just a short question. Is everything I just said true? Is everything I just said correct? You can if you want to. But you don't actually have to, for the most part. There are some circumstances in which this old wisdom, which wasn't invalid back in the day, still actually applies. So it goes back to the time when members-only jackets were all the rage and it was acceptable to listen to Peter Cetera. I'm just kidding. It was never acceptable to listen to Peter Cetera. Now go ahead and carve, you know, I don't know, Slayer into your forearm, something. So back in those days, the standard hollow point design was the old cup and core hollow point. This was a hard jacket around a soft lead core with minimal, if any, bonding of the two components. Getting into ammo 101. When entering fleshy tissue, the jacket of those rounds could fragment and peel off as the expansion occurs. If you ever watch ammunition testing videos, you'd see some of the more classic JHP loadings like the Remington Golden Saber or Green and White Box jacketed hollow point. Do this while more modern bonded hollow point equipment like Speer Gold Dot or Federal HSD, which is what both Steve Fisher and Dave Harrington recommend, does not. Now, why is this important? Back in the day, the older bullet designs had a tendency to clog with clothing when police shot suspects or armed civilians defended themselves. And it became clear that larger caliber rounds, especially 45 ACP, had sufficient mass to keep going to acceptable depths of penetration where 9mm, especially a standard pressure 9mm, did not. This was part and parcel to the FBI's ammunition tests in the wake of the 1986 Miami shootout and the whole 10mm 40 caliber Smith & Wesson saga that most of us have heard enough about of already. That's how all that began. So, therefore, the dumb thing was to carry 9mm the warmer parts of the year and level up to 45, 10mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, 357 Magnum when people start wearing some clothes. Don't believe me? Watch some old Paul Harrell videos. He tests ammunition with a meat target wrapped in plenty of layers of clothing. And it turns out even cheap jacketed hollow points like 9mm Winchester White Box and Remington Green and White Box jacketed hollow points were pretty effective. So, here we are, walking out into the weeds, trying to come full circle. And you can do this by saying if you carry quality, modern defensive ammunition, the change of seasons and attire is not even really a problem. It's not even a thing. It is not a thing. Modern jacketed modern jacket hollow points and other types of self-defense ammunition are tested for penetration through multiple barriers. Something that, you know, something that didn't used to occur. And many ammunition manufacturers today use the FBI testing protocol for developing their practical ammo. In fact, many quality modern loads of 380 ACP will still be fine through a jacket and a few shirts. So, if you're carrying a quality ammunition, then you don't really have to change what you carry in terms of caliber. If you feel you need to, maybe change from standard pressure to plus P, but you're going to have to, you know, make sure your gun can handle that because that's not a given. But even then, the truth is you don't really need to. But there is one instance in which you will definitely want to level up to a different gun. Much of the United States doesn't really have four distinct seasons. They have the summer followed by slightly less summer. Like here where I live in the Southeast and a lot of Southwest pretty much skip the rough winter parts. In those areas, they do experience all four seasons. You'll probably have to wear gloves for a few months out of the year. Your typical subcompact polymer striker-fired pistol may not have sufficient clearance inside the trigger guard for you to get a gloved finger on the trigger. Maybe it'll be fine, but I wouldn't, you know. The Glock 43, for example, no way to get a glove inside that trigger guard. None. No way at all. But if you wear a glove thicker than, say, a golf glove, it's going to be a non-starter. And most of the guns that I carry with the bigger trigger guards, you can shoot those with ski gloves on. So that's something to consider. So try that out. If you're looking around saying, well, how am I going to do this and how do I want to do that? If you live in a place where it gets cold, try your hand at shooting your gun with gloves on. Getting it, all that other stuff. So, anyway, I just thought I'd throw my three. I think about that sometimes. But, I mean, I carry the same ammunition across the board, even though I have a bag full of worthless ammunition now because I picked the wrong round. Oh, well. Live and learn. Right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is pushing a resolution condemning the impeachment inquiry in the House.
The purpose of the resolution is to let the House know that the process you're engaging in regarding the attempted impeachment of President Trump is out of bounds.
Talking with reporters at the Capitol, the South Carolina Republican called the House inquiry a closed-door, illegitimate process.
It's a star chamber-type inquiry, and it's a substantial deviation from what the House has done in the past regarding impeachment of other presidents.
Congressman Elijah Cummings is being remembered as a man whose voice could shake mountains. Hundreds from the House and Senate are honoring the Maryland Democrat who died last week. Cummings is the first African-American lawmaker to lie in state in the Capitol. The Dow lost 28 points to close at 26,805. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
To know how to stop the dry cough, I really would. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The thinking that is put out behind a red flag law is simple. You have to somehow figure out, suss out who the dangerous people are, and then just disarm them so they can't hurt nobody. That's as simple as it can get. But then there's reality, because simplicity is often illusionary. The simple nature of red flag laws only goes skin deep. When you look at the application, they get a whole lot more complicated. The actual use of these laws is the subject of a whole lot of debate, something that will likely continue for ages to come until they're found to be unconstitutional, which they are. It doesn't help that successes for these laws appears to be primarily measured in how many guns are taken from people. It is impossible to measure if we're stopping anything, because I have not yet heard of somebody that they take guns from actually being a murderer who goes on to commit murder. That will come. That will come sooner or later. But let's look at Florida. They passed a red flag law in the aftermath of the Parkland massacre, along with some other ill-advised gun control measures. Now supporters appear to be quite proud of how often the law has been used. We get this from, I don't know which publication. Once this would have seemed unlikely in the gunshine state known for lawmakers and lost lockstep with the National Rifle Association. But since Florida enacted its red flag law in March of 2018, thousands of guns, handguns, shotguns, hunting rifles, and the kind of semi-automatic weapons used in mass shootings across America have been given up or taken by authorities. At the tipping point, 17 dead at Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High. Ignoring a whole lot of things with that one. The law was signed weeks later. Since then, though, through August 2019, 2,654 people in Florida have been ordered to turn over their guns and ammunition and banned from having any more for up to a year. No one appears to be keeping statewide count of how many guns have been collected. The number of weapons per person varies. It's either one or a ton, said Mike Schmid, attorney for the Tampa Police Department. A Pinellas man turned in 57. A gun owner in Hillsborough had 85. The risk processes plays out in civil court hearings where Florida judges are left to decide whether there's a clear and convincing evidence of danger. On average, five times a day, the answer is yes. Except that's not quite what happens. Sure, a judge makes that determination, but it's a determination reached without the subject present. How does the judge make a determination when both sides aren't present? Only the words from the person making an accusation. Then, accusation made, judge signs off. Then the person that is the, you know, the person that's the subject has to later prove his innocence to prove that he doesn't represent a threat to the public. It's a travesty of due process. The key number supporters of the law look to is just how many times it's being used. So as of August, 2,654 people have basically had their Second Amendment rights revoked. Now, that's bad enough. But along with that, since it's a law, and we're told that this is saving lives, how many of these people are truly dangerous? How many of these people had a criminal record? How many people, besides the fact that they got ratted out to the red flag court, how many of these people were potentially bad eggs? Tampa Bay Times starts a report outlining a couple of examples of people who certainly sound like rampage killers in the making, but they are the rule, or are they the exception? How many of these 2,654 people are actually threats, and how many were just scary to somebody in particular on that given day? Now, a lot of people think that if you have an interest in guns and own guns, you're pretty scary right then and there. I've seen it before. Some people are so terrified of guns that they see a threat in the people who are more on the other end of the spectrum. How many of those were caught up in this red flag fiasco? And that's the question the media seems not to want to ask. But this is a very important question. It is the most important question. If a law is going to be measured, it needs to be measured not just by any successes, but by its failures as well. The Extreme Risk Protection Order is supposed to, the supposition is it's supposed to identify those who are threats to society. If red flag laws are disarming thousands of law-abiding citizens who represent no threat to anyone, is it worth it? Especially since we've seen time and time again that you can stop rampage killings without red flag laws. And this all started because the authorities didn't use the laws at their disposal in the first place to stop a potential mass shooting in the making. And for those of you who think these will stop the next ones from occurring, you are completely deluded. It will not. In the case of Parkland, this guy was known. As a matter of fact, they did everything but have like a lottery as to when he was going to do it. Everybody, it was known by the faculty, it was known by the cops, it was known by the students, it was known by the FBI. Everybody knew it. And then when it started, the one cop that was there on the scene decided to secure the perimeter. The perimeter in a rampage killing is never where it's at. We don't want to contain the killer. We want to confront the killer. We want to seek out, close with, and destroy the killer. We want to end the loss of life, of innocent life, quickly, rapidly. We need to disrupt his pattern. getting out there and so, it was so loose. That was so loose that that guy walked away and went and got a milkshake or a Fanta drink or something. He went to get a drink. He was thirsty. Killing a bunch of innocent people's thirsty work. And he got out of there. He got out of the dragnet. Just walked, laid everything down and walked off and went and got his drink. And they went and found him and they caught him and they arrested him. Because they knew he'd done it. But they knew he was going to do it too. And they failed to, you know, that was a whole bunch of failure. But getting out there and pinning this on a bunch of people that didn't do anything just because they own guns. Yeah. This is not going to stop the next one. There will be a next one. It will happen where they have red flag orders. And when it does, what then? What then? Because Second Amendment's not going away. Well, you'd have to throw a constitutional convention in there, and then I think it would be the 28th Amendment. Is that right? So, whatever it is, whatever they think is going to happen, it's not. It's not at all. So, and in the meantime, in Florida, just in Florida, 2,654 people have had their guns taken because somebody found them to be scary. And we, you know, we don't know. What if they commit a crime afterwards? Is there some, like, high ground because he didn't use a gun? Oh, that's so much better that he used a concrete block to kill him. Yeah. That's what you're expected to believe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Low. Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. On 9 October in the town of Halle, a single perpetrator fired several shots at the locked door of a local synagogue in an apparent attempt to enter and massacre worshippers inside who were observing the Yom Kippur holiday. What is not clear is whether his shots were fired at the door itself or the lock. In any event, the door held. Suspect was unable to gain entry. So then, on video, I've seen this. He wanders around outside, firing multiple shots, at least two of which were fatal. One to a bystander near a nearby Jewish cemetery and one customer at an adjacent restaurant. Both victims were dead at the scene. He filmed his own shooting escapade, much as did the shooter in the Christchurch New Zealand incident earlier this year. He was heard to say in English, "Jews are responsible for the world's problems," or words to that effect. He was arrested without incident and is currently in police custody. The types of firearms he used were not reported. Meanwhile, unarmed British police flee from rather than confront knife-wielding assailant. What can we look at and see and take away from this? What lessons can we learn from this? This shooting rampage went on for over 35 minutes in the middle of the day in a highly public neighborhood of a developed city in modern Germany. And during this 35-minute window, the suspect was never confronted by police, by security personnel, by anybody. Instantaneous police response to these kinds of incidents is a myth, mostly, as we see. In the New Zealand incident, we saw largely the same thing. Second thing, Jewish parishioners inside the building, forcibly disarmed by the German government, were the only ones in a position to react. And they had no means to mount an effective response because they had no guns. We found that locked doors work. Had this terrorist been able to gain entry, the death toll would surely have been much higher than it was.
We learned that armed felons are not confined to the USA. Even in countries like Germany, where the private ownership of guns, much less the carrying of guns, is all but legally impossible, terrorists seem to have no problem becoming armed. And once again, this proves that you're on your own, no matter where you find yourself. This proves that security is a myth. Police protection is a myth. Crime statistics are mostly myth and irrelevant to the individual. John F. Kennedy said, "The great enemy of truth is very often not the lie, deliberate, contrived, and dishonest, but the myth, persistent, persuasive, and unrealistic." So shifting. Here's a quote from an anonymous source. "You lied to his face? No, I revised the parameters of my promise," which is lying, which is politics. There is no doubt. Democrat presidential aspirants in their latest debate, we saw them all strongly advocating for forced gun confiscation, cynically mislabeled a gun buyback. With no pushback from any of them, nor from the media, the leftist media that was pretty much running it and just nodding like bobbleheads. And they are signaling that they openly intend, if they get power, to do all manner of things, one of which is come for your guns. Beto, of course, he reconfirmed his thing about coming for, you know, as president, he would forcibly confiscate the ARs and the AKs. And he added that his fellow citizens would gladly, happily give them up without a hint of protest. Except, we're not seeing that in Connecticut. We're not seeing that in New York. We're not seeing that in Brazil, in Venezuela, in New Zealand. Where they're trying to do that. They're buyback. Julian Castro, openly spiteful of police, countered that minority communities would not welcome police officers coming door-to-door demanding citizens turn in their guns. He said police violence is also gun violence. And, of course, the audience gave up the wild applause. Not a single other candidate came to the defense of American police. Police officers, along with their other American gun owners, unfortunately, fellas and ladies, you are also expendable to the Democrats. Sleepy Joe asserted a registered gun is far less likely to be involved in a mass shooting. That's like me getting out there saying anything. I mean, where did that come from? He offered no factual basis for that mythological belief. He also firmly designated NRA members and gun manufacturers as the enemy, and presumably to be righteously punished. Then he later insisted he would bring us all together. I guess in the gulags, I guess. This is the thing I want to know, though. If all of the gun manufacturers are the enemy, and they're all forced out of business, who's going to build the guns for the police and the military and Sleepy Joe's bodyguards? Anderson Cooper asked Andrew Yang why assault weapons were such a current target for confiscation by Democrats when handguns are used in the vast majority of violent crimes involving guns. Mr. Yang ignored the question because, one, he doesn't know the answer to that. He didn't know that before then. He only knows what he reads, too. And he ignored that and went off on another topic. Not long ago, Democrats wanted to ban all handguns, simultaneously stating that other guns, rifles, and shotguns were not a problem. When handgun control started, which is now the Brady campaign, that was what they wanted to do because rifles and shotguns are not a problem. Today, they refuse to talk about handguns, but they want to rip from the hands of you all legally owned auto-loading long arms, at least as a start, because we know that wouldn't stop nothing, and then we'd have to go further than that. Now, Anderson Cooper, he, of course, lacked the courage to ask any of these presidential aspirants if Americans might have a problem with cheerfully turning in their guns to the government while the Democrat politicians refused to turn in theirs. He could have asked, when ordinary American citizens can't have guns to protect themselves, why is it okay for all of you to remain heavily armed with assault weapons galore? if assault weapons can't protect us, why do they continue to protect you? Are you really surprised that when ordinary Americans view that as arrogant, elitist hypocrisy on your part? Now, I'm really going way out there. I mean, I'm in la-la land now, thinking that Anderson Cooper was going to ask that. But he could have. So, with our cowardly, less-than-honest media, we'll never hear anything like that. So, another anonymous quote for you, if you will. My campaign appeals to the wealthy because I set all at ease by confirming it's okay to be rich like me so long as you claim to care about the children. I also appeal to the poor who are too stupid to understand what I'm saying, so I hold up pretty pictures and then give out candy bars. Most of the time when you hear something, the rule of thumb you can go by is there's two sides to every story, and somewhere in the middle is the truth. Except with gun control. That is not applicable with gun control. Because gun control has never stopped anything. Gun control stops no crime. Gun control prevents no crime. Gun control as it is today can only be waged as a means of control against the law-abiding. Which is what that's not what laws are supposed to do. Not criminal law. That's supposed to be applied to criminals. Preventative law, I'm not even sure if that exists. There's just law that's put in place to punish you if you break the law. This is law, this is all you can do, and if you don't, well, you're done. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.